Last summer, hundreds of thousands of people from around the world volunteered to take part in the first human expedition to Mars. The project, titled Mars One, provides a one-way ticket to the Red Planet for four finalists who will form the first human colony on the planet. Last week, the potential space explorers were narrowed down from over 200,000 to about 1,000, and Michigan native Erica Mazeros, who Current State spoke with in September, made it through the elimination round. Current State's Emmanuel Berry spoke with Mazeros shortly after she heard the news. Erica said after receiving an email from Mars One, it was not initially a joyous celebration.
Due to a fluke, I got both a rejection and an acceptance letter. It was a bug in their mail system where, because I had changed my email address with them, they sent a rejection letter to my old email address and then the correct acceptance letter to my new one. And I verified it with Bass himself that I have actually been accepted. But initially, I got the rejection letter, and I was pretty heartbroken. It was really sad, and I sent a text to my husband saying, well, I don't get to move forward. This is pretty awful. And I dealt with that for about 15 minutes, and then I got the acceptance one, and I was like, oh, is this actually true? This is one of those things that you dream about when you get the initial rejection letter, like, well, maybe this is a mistake. But now that I know for sure I have actually made it to the next round, it's really exciting. That's the biggest emotion that I feel, excitement.
What was your husband's reaction? You said you sent him a text after you got the rejection, and then you said talk to him after you got accepted. I mean, how does he feel about this?
He's been just amazingly supportive through the whole thing. He didn't seem overly excited about me being rejected, so I think he really is hoping for me to continue on and meet my dreams and goals. So I think he's excited for me as well.
So what are the next steps in this process? It's been narrowed down from over 200,000 applicants to just over 1,000. What comes next for you guys?
Well, this round, I think, has two parts in it, and the first part is physical examination. So they need to make sure that we're all physically and mentally capable of moving on, and handling the pressures that Mars brings. But it's also, we're all calling it the interview stage, because this is going to be about us interviewing with people and staff from Mars One, so that they can actually meet us face-to-face and find out if we are everything we presented ourselves to be to the world.
Do you have an interview strategy? I mean, if I ask you right now, why do you think you should be selected to go on this mission? What do you say to that?
Well, I've always said that my biggest asset is my ability to learn things well and learn them quickly. And I think that my interview strategy would be to show that to the Mars One staff, that I can pick up new things, I can adapt to new situations, I can handle myself well under pressure, under stress. If I can show that to them, then I think that I really stand a chance of moving on to round three.
So this is just the first step in the process. I guess, do you know what skills you guys are going to be required to learn as the training process goes on?
Well, I don't know what skills, but there are sets of skills that I hope we learn and sets of skills that I imagine we'd have to learn, and then there are documented sets of skills that astronauts before us have had to learn, right? There are all those montages in things like, Apollo 13, where you see astronauts training and what they have to go through. So I imagine we'd go through similar training processes. I imagine we'd have to go through a lot of physical training and becoming stronger to handle everything that's going to get thrown at us. But also a lot of isolation exercises as well. We'd be up there a long time with just the group of us that would be going. So I think psychologically there's a lot to prepare for there as well. But I also hope that we'd be learning a lot of physics to prepare for this. I mean, we're all going to be bringing different skills to the table, obviously, but I hope we do get to go back and get some coursework out of this, too.
How does it feel to know now that, you're one of just over 1,000 people who have this opportunity?
It's really exciting. I thought maybe that moving on to the next round would make it a little scarier, a little more real. And while it definitely has become more real, a lot of the fear has dissipated, and it's been replaced with excitement. You know, this is something big that I'm a part of, and I'm just really excited to have moved on to this round.
So there's not more hesitation, but more, I guess, willingness at this point?
Exactly. A lot of the hesitation has kind of melted away and been replaced with, wow, you know, I really can reach these dreams that I've had ever since I was a kid. This is real. This can really happen.
So you're leaving behind potentially, you know, your entire life if you are selected to be one of the few finalists as you guys, more and more of you are cut. And you're leaving behind a husband, family. And I know we've talked about this before, Erica, but can just remind me and remind our listeners why you think it's so important to be part of this expedition to Mars?
Well, humankind has always based itself on exploration and adventure. I mean, that's always been part of the human spirit. It's always been part of who we are as a race, and it's always been part of our identity. And now that globalization has allowed us to explore more and more of the globe, I think what's next for us is to reach out into space. And that brings us a lot medically, scientifically. It brings us a lot of answers, a lot of technologies. It offers us a lot that can benefit us as a race, but it also offers us a lot mentally just to reach out there into the unexplored, into the places that we've never been, just to explore for the sake of exploration. I think there's nothing more human than that.
Erica Mazaros is an Ypsilanti native. She's one of 1,058 finalists selected from over 200,000 applicants for the Mars One mission. Mars One hopes to send a group of four on a one-way trip to Mars by 2023. I think that's the date at this point. In the long run, hoping to create a human settlement on the red planet. Erica, as always, it's a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll be checking in with you as your journey continues.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure talking with you as well.